Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th. It is the day that the Lord has made. We have a reason to rejoice. One, because today didn't start without us. And two, because God made this day and allowed us to see this day for a reason. So let us choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday, we talked about getting there from here. Sometimes we find ourselves on a path that leads nowhere close to the life we desire. We may feel lost, stuck, or deeply entrenched in habits and patterns that hold us back. And when you discover that you can't get to point B from point A, you have to decide whether to stay in a cycle of one, frustration, endlessly trying to force a path that doesn't exist, causing constant disappointment and a draining of your energy, a cycle of resignation, settling for less than you deserve, convincing yourself that your dreams were unrealistic or unattainable from Jump Street, or a cycle of despair, losing hope altogether, believing that change is impossible and your situation is fixed. And here's where you have to decide. You have to make some choices. You have to ask some new questions. Are there areas of my life where you feel the weight of you can't get there from here? What might it mean to embrace a new thing in your life, a change in perspective, a new career path, healthier relationships, a different way of managing stress? How does the promise of becoming a new creation give you hope? What old things might you need to let go of in order to embrace the new things? The Israelites struggled making it to the promised land because their eyes and mind didn't line up. Their eyes were on Canaan, but their mind was stuck in Egypt. And on yesterday, we said in order to get there from here, we have to cycle out of an Egypt mentality. But also, we must know the difference between movement and progress. Some people are moving but not progressing. They doing a whole lot of activity, but ain't going nowhere. This morning, I want to give you a third nugget on how to get there from here. You and I must change our focus. The word today is transformation. So often, we become fixated on the obstacles, the failures, and what seems impossible. This narrow perspective traps us and reinforces the idea that we can't make progress. We can't get there from here. So how can I change my focus? The way I can change my focus is by learning to operate, get this, in the favor of the Lord. To operate in God's favor means three things. One, knowing that we have access to God at all times. This isn't a privilege reserved for the super saints, but through prayer and worship and spending time in scripture, we cultivate a relationship with God, the source of all good things. And this constant access provides several benefits that can shift our focus. One, guidance in uncertainty. That when faced with challenges, we can seek God's guidance through prayer. This allows us to move away from a narrow, self-centered perspective and opens us up to possibilities we might not have considered. But it shifts our focus also by providing strength and weakness. Knowing God's love and support is always available empowers us to face difficulties with courage and resilience. Our focus shifts from our limitations to the strength we receive from a higher power. But it also provides a shift from hope in discouragement, right? Because life can be discouraging at times, but operating in God's favor reminds us that we are a part of a bigger plan. This focus on a hopeful future helps us persevere through tough times. The key, church, to getting there from here is keeping our problems in perspective. And when we know that we have access to God, a shift occurs. And I get it. Sometimes our problems can feel as overwhelming as the sun beating down on us. They cast a long shadow and threaten to consume our entire focus. And we might feel like we're constantly struggling, unable to see the path ahead. Here's an interesting analogy. Imagine trying to block the sun with a nickel held up to your eye. It seems like a futile effort, right? The nickel is far too small to effectively block the sun rays. Yet, for a moment, it might cast a small shadow, offering a temporary reprieve from the sun's glare. Our problems, in comparison to God's immense power and love, are like that nickel. They may seem insurmountable in the moment, but when we place them in the context of a loving God, their significance shrinks. Now, this doesn't diminish the very real challenges we face, but it does offer a powerful perspective shift that by trusting in God's favor and placing our problems before God, we can find a kind of shade from their scorching intensity, and this allows us to see our circumstances with greater clarity and approach them with a renewed sense of hope and faith. Ask yourself the question that the songwriter posed years ago: have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes and things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power but holy power can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction, and the doctors have done all they could do, but you heard somebody say God specializes in healing all kinds of diseases, and he will do what no other doctor, no other physician can do? When you know that you have access to God, it shifts your focus away from what's impossible to with God, anything is possible. I hear the late sister Beatrice Marsh in my ear this morning. She used to sing a song at my home church. I have a telephone in my bosom, and I can ring them up from my heart. Jesus is on the main line. Call them up and tell them what you want. To operate in God's favor, it also means to operate, get this, under the umbrella of God's power. This means that although you are facing difficulty, you have the upper hand because God is our Father. And as God's children, we have the power to move in God's authority, the power to cast out demons, the power to call things that be not as though they were, the power to tell the enemy to take his hands off of our families, off of our finances, and off of the things that God has given us. Let me let you in on a secret. Satan doesn't care about your tombs. Satan is more concerned about your covering. You see, Jesus is like our spiritual umbrella. Being underneath an umbrella doesn't stop the rain. It simply stops the rain from what? Stopping you. The umbrella doesn't steal the storm. What the umbrella does is change the way the storm affects you. When we advance in the name of Jesus, it doesn't stop the spiritual warfare from raging. It stops it from defeating you. And Satan's tactics is to get you and I to believe that God's covering isn't adequate for the tsunami-sized disaster he's going to throw at you. And so Satan tries to get you to run. He wants you to drop your covering, your umbrella, your covering, because as long as you are covered, you are protected. You ought to just thank God right now for covering you. The storm didn't stop you. The haters couldn't block you. That habit didn't destroy you because God was covering you. Psalm 91, this entire psalm is a beautiful testament to God's protection. Verses 1 through 4, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Here God is depicted as a refuge, a fortress, and a shelter offering complete protection from harm. Psalm 121, this psalm emphasizes God's constant watchfulness. The Lord keeps watch over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Here God is depicted as a shade, protecting his people from the scorching sun and the darkness of the night. And you can put yourself in the story. Think back to that time when you felt lost and alone, but God directed your path. Or when you were like the prodigal son and you went too far and spent too much and stayed too long, but while out there, God protected you. Or that time you made a bad business deal, a decision that seemed sound at the time, but later brought consequences, but maybe the consequences weren't as disastrous as you feared, or perhaps you learned valuable lessons that, I don't know, help you grow and become more successful in the long run. It wasn't your smarts or your connections that brought you through that, but it was God's covering hand. And that's why you hear me singing that hymn all the time. Time is filled with swift transitions. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand, because in a changing world, you need something in your life that is changeless. To operate in God's favor, it means one last thing: to remember the availability of God's promises. I'm going to do a Bible study this summer on the promises of God, because I remember 7 years ago when we planted Grace, the Lord spoke to me from Deuteronomy 31:8 one night, because Takiya and I were in a Murphy's Law season. If anything could go wrong, it went wrong. Stuff just started breaking down. You know, all of a sudden, the truck broke down, the motor went out. Stuff was breaking down and giving out. But one night, the Lord spoke to me in a very unique way. I didn't know whether a decision that we were making at the time was the correct decision. And we were getting ready to make a purchase, and the salesman was wearing a bracelet. Get this, from Deuteronomy 31:8, that says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And in that moment, church, I knew we were making the right decision. I'm telling you, when you operate in God's favor, God will reveal some things to you concerning God's promises. And these promises remind us that even in the midst of challenges, God is present and God has a plan for our lives. After leaving my previous church, a friend of mine asked me shortly thereafter, Marcus, how are you doing? And 7 years ago, I told him these words that I want to leave you with this morning. It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. It may be I must carry the blessed word of life across the burning deserts to those in sinful strife. And though it be my lot to bear, my colors bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. But if it be my portion to bear my cross at home, while others bear their burdens beyond the billows foam, I'll prove my faith in him, confess his judgments fair. Oh, if Jesus stays with me, I'll stay anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. And that's what you got to tell yourself today. We got some hills to climb. We got some more valleys to tunnel through. But if Jesus goes with us, he's more than the world against us. Welcome. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we got is right now. If this is your first time on the call, I want to welcome you. My name is Marcus D. Collins, and I am a part of an amazing group of people called Grace Community Church, and we're so thrilled that you and all of you have decided to jumpstart your morning off with prayer and devotion. Remember the phrase, you can't get there from here. It only holds true if you remain focused on your current circumstances. When you choose to operate in God's favor, recognizing God's constant presence, embracing God's protective covering, and claiming God's powerful promises, you unlock possibilities far beyond what you can see today. Shift your focus, lean into faith, and watch as God transforms your journey, leading you to a destination more beautiful than you could ever imagine. Let's pray together. Our wise and eternal God loves us both as father and mother. We thank you for the reminder this morning that we can't transform our own lives without focusing on you. Help us to release our grip on the past, our fears, and our limited ways of thinking. Open our eyes to the possibilities that await when we operate fully in your favor. Give us the courage to trust in your constant presence, to walk boldly under the umbrella of your protection, and to claim the promises laid out for us in your word. That when faced with challenges, remind us that you have covered us and that your love is a constant shield. May we live our lives in a manner that exemplifies your favor, using our talents to serve others, expressing gratitude for your blessings, and always seeking to align our will with yours. Father, we confess our sins are many this morning. We've missed the mark. We have ran past the exit, and we've often lost sight of you. At times, we become fixated on our problems, weighed down by our failures, and blinded by doubt. Forgive us for the times we've tried to navigate this life on our own strength. Help us to surrender our burdens to you and to humbly seek your guidance. Lord, we need you today because we live in a world that often feels mean and evil. Darkness seems to surround us, filled with struggles, pain, and the actions of those who choose wrong. We confess that these things can weigh heavy on our hearts and fear can cloud our vision. But Father, we come before you today not in despair, but in faith. We remember that your light shines even in the deepest darkness. You are our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. So grant us the courage to face this world with your strength, not our own. Help us to see opportunities to be your light, to offer kindness and love, even when surrounded by negativity. Guide us to use our voices to speak out against injustice and to stand firm in what is right. Lord, we know that you are working all things together for good for those who love you. Even when we don't understand, we trust in your perfect plan. So fill us with hope for the future, a hope that allows us to persevere through any trial. May your peace today, which surpasses all understanding, guide our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. It's in your holy name we pray. Come on, everybody say amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I pray that the devotion was a blessing to you. Share it. It will be uploaded to our website this morning at gracechurchal.com. Click on that 40-day fasting flyer, and it'll take you to where you need to go. Hey, listen, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for protection, especially over those who are traveling and on spring break. Enjoy the break, but also be mindful and be watchful of your surroundings, because we live in a mean world and everybody ain't got your best interest at heart. And so I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. So be watchful, be mindful, be careful, and be encouraged. Peace.